Hello, this is The Friar. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday, May 14th, 2021. I am delighted to have you here as we continue the Rosary Marathon at the invitation of Pope Francis to every Catholic to pray the Rosary every single day during the month of May for an end to the pandemic and a return to normal social and work activities. As always, you can subscribe to our podcast by going to our website, thefriar.org. There are all kinds of podcast providers. If you do subscribe, please take a moment to rate us. That helps us to be discovered. You can also subscribe on our website to thefriar.org by submitting your email address in the form at the top of the page and clicking subscribe. And I would be delighted if you would invite someone who hasn't been listening to join us here. We've had people from all over the world participating in this Rosary Marathon, and that has been humbling and powerful. And just imagine what all this prayer can accomplish for our world, because God loves us so much. God loves you so much. There is an oft-stated belief that faith and science are in tremendous conflict and simply are not compatible. Well, evangelical Christians claim creationism as a belief system often gives rise to this idea, the reality is that for the Catholic Church, there is no conflict between faith and science. It is more than possible to hold beliefs in both faith and in science. Each has an important and particular area of expertise. In fact, many Catholics are surprised that as early as 1950, in the encyclical Humanae Generis, Pope Pius XII said this, quote, "For these reasons, the teaching authority of the Church does not forbid that, in conformity with the present state of human sciences and sacred theology, research and discussions on the part of men experienced in both fields take place with regard to the doctrine of evolution in as far as it inquires into the origin of the human body as coming from pre-existent and living matter. For the Catholic faith obliges us to hold that souls are immediately created by God." Put simply, rational exploration into the theories of evolution is a good endeavor, provided it recognizes the rational soul was created by God in a deliberate act. This teaching has been reinforced by St. Pope John XXIII, St. Pope John Paul II, Pope Benedict, and Pope Francis. The Catechism of the Catholic Church states clearly the Church's position on evolution. Moreover, many advances in science were the result of Catholic clerics and others. Gregor Mendel did much study that led to what we know and believe about genetics. Father Georges Lemaître first proposed the Big Bang Theory, though I prefer his title, the Cosmic Egg. And even with Galileo, the issue was not his science, which the Church accepted, but his venturing into teaching theology. In the midst of this pandemic, we have seen how nations working together with scientists can use reason to produce methods of treatment and prevention of diseases. We must recognize the profound need to be equitable in the research and results of these scientific advances so that all people on Earth, not just those who live in wealthy countries, have access to effective vaccines and treatments. As we continue this Rosary Marathon, let us pray for all scientists and medical research institutions. Thank you for joining us today. I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is The Friar. Let us pray for each other, and may God bless you.